Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد أبر في قولي لا منه ولا نعمي أبر في قولي لا منه ولا نعمي مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم دعا إلى الله فالمستمسكون به دعا إلى الله فالمستمسكون به مستمسكون بحبل غير منفصل مستمسكون بحبل غير منفصل مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فاق النبيين في خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to another edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12.45, 12.50 inshallah. Today being the 6th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446, corresponding to the 10th of October 2024. Alhamdulillah, it's another Thursday. Inshallah, after Maghrib will be the eve of Jumu'ah. And you know, we must always recite abundant durood and salawat on our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, if you want to send in your messages and your recipes, you can send it through on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. A vote of thanks and say Jazakallah Khairan to all the sisters that did correct me yesterday. I have learnt the word Jazakallah Khairan once again. And inshallah, when I do come across a word like that, I will know how to pronounce the word. But nevertheless, we are going to move on with our show. Our first recipe is a vermicelli custard pudding. Vermicelli custard pudding, and this comes from Sister Sumaya. And the recipe credit is to Nazira Valley Exotic Foods. Nazira Valley Exotic Foods, and this is for a vermicelli custard pudding, inshallah. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you're going to need 1 liter of milk. You're going to need 1 liter of milk. Then you're going to need a 3/4 cup of vermicelli. 3/4 cup of vermicelli. 3/4 tin of condensed milk. 3/4 tin of condensed milk. Half a tin. 3/4 tin of condensed milk. 1/2 tin of Nestle cream. 1/2 tin of Nestle cream. Then you're going to need ilachi powder. Or cardamom, ilachi powder, or cardamom, however you would like to call it, ilachi or cardamom powder. Thereafter, you're going to boil the milk. You're going to boil the milk, the ilachi, and the vermicelli in a saucepan until it's thick. Boil the milk, ilachi, and the vermicelli in a saucepan until it's thick. Thereafter, you're going to remove it from the stove. Thereafter, you're going to remove it from the stove. Then you're going to add in condensed milk. Then you're going to add in the condensed milk and the 1/2 tin Nestle cream. You're going to add in the 1/2 tin of Nestle cream. Then you're going to set in a casserole. You're going to set it in a casserole. You're going to spread the other half of the Nestle cream. You're going to spread the other half of the Nestle cream. And you're going to decorate it with almonds or badam. You're going to decorate it with almonds or badam. And then you're going to allow it to chill. Or to cool, whichever way you like to call it. But nonetheless, that was a very quick and easy recipe for a vermicelli custard pudding. I'm not sure how many cups you'll get out of this here. I haven't been told. But nevertheless, if anybody does try out this particular recipe, you can please message me and let me know. How many cups did you get out of this year? It'd be really nice to know. Our next recipe is by Sister Sumaya. And this is for pizza wheels. Pizza wheels. So you're going to need 2 cups of self-raising flour, 2 cups of self-raising flour, half a cup of milk, half a cup of milk, 2 tablespoons of butter ghee, 2 tablespoons of ghee, 2 tablespoons of ghee. Thereafter, you're going to rub the butter into the flour. Rub the butter into the flour. Make a dough with the milk. Make a dough with the milk. And then you're going to knead it well. Knead it well. Then for the filling, you're going to need a half a cup of cooked tomato chutney. Half a cup of cooked tomato chutney. One cup of cheese. One cup of cheese. One cup of steak cooked. One cup of cooked steak. One teaspoon of mixed herbs. One teaspoon of mixed herbs. Then you're going to roll the dough into a rectangle. You're going to roll the dough into a rectangle. Then you're going to spread the chutney. You're going to spread the chutney, the steak, and the cheese, and sprinkle herbs. Spread the chutney, steak, cheese, and sprinkle herbs. Then you're going to roll it carefully like a Swiss roll. Roll up carefully like a Swiss roll. Then use a sharp knife and cut into slices. Use a sharp knife and cut into slices. Thereafter, you're going to place it onto a baking sheet. You're going to place it onto a baking sheet. You're going to bake at 180 degrees. Bake at 180 degrees for 15 to 20 minutes. Bake at 180 degrees for 15 to 20 minutes. And that is the recipe for the pizza wheel. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Sumaya for sending in this recipe. Our next recipe is for stuffed mushroom burgers. And this was sent in by Sister Mashuda. So Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Mashuda for sending in this recipe. So you're going to need 3 wheels or squares of feta cheese. 3 wheels or squares of feta cheese. 1 tablespoon of basil pesto. 1 tablespoon of basil pesto. 1 finely chopped garlic clove. 1 finely chopped garlic clove. Freshly ground black pepper. You're going to need 1 egg. 6 large brown mushrooms. 6 large brown mushrooms. Then you're going to need lettuce. Or burger buns. Or soft bakery pitas. You're going to need some butter. You're going to need some butter and some sun-dried tomatoes. Sun-dried tomatoes. Preheat the oven to 180 degrees. Preheat the oven to 180 degrees. In a mixing bowl, crumble the feta cheese. In a mixing bowl, crumble the feta cheese. Add the basil, pesto, and garlic cloves as well. And also add in the pepper. Then you're going to add the one beaten egg and mix well. Place the six large mushrooms in an oven dish. And fill each mushroom with the feta mixture. Thereafter, you're going to top each mushroom with 5 milliliters of butter. Thereafter, you're going to bake for 20 to 25 minutes. To assemble, you're going to take the buns or the pita and open them. And you open them up. Add in the lettuce to each of the bun or pita. Then you're going to place the cooked stuffed mushrooms on the lettuce. Lastly, you're going to top each mushroom with the pieces of the sun-dried tomatoes. And serve. And that was the recipe for the stuffed mushroom burger. And we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Mashuda for sending in that recipe. Our next recipe that comes in is titled Spicy Tandoori Fillets. And this was sent in by Sister Najia. So you're going to need 1 kilo of chicken breast or one whole chicken. 1 kilo chicken breast or 1 whole chicken. Thereafter, you're going to marinate it into 1/2 cup of plain yogurt. 1 tablespoon of crushed red chilies. 1 tablespoon of crushed garlic. 1 tablespoon of tandoori spice. 2 teaspoons of chicken spice salt. 2 teaspoons of chicken spice salt. And 1/2 teaspoon of dhana. 1/2 teaspoon of dhana jeera. 3 tablespoons of tomato puree. 3 tablespoons of tomato puree. Thereafter, you're going to allow it to marinate for a few hours. Thereafter, you're going to allow it to marinate for a few hours. Then you're going to fry in butter chicken. And then you're going to fry in the butter till the chicken is almost done. You're going to fry in the butter till the chicken is almost done. Then you're going to layer in a baking tray. Then you're going to layer in a baking tray. Thereafter, you're going to prepare the following. 1/2 cup of tomato puree. 1/2 cup of tomato puree. 1/2 cup of fresh cream. 1/2 cup of fresh cream. 1 teaspoon of chili powder. 1 teaspoon of chili powder. You're going to need some salt. 1 teaspoon of crushed garlic. 1 teaspoon of crushed garlic. Then you're going to need a blob of butter. Then you're going to need a blob of butter. Then you're going to boil everything together. You're going to boil everything together. Pour over the chicken and grill in a hot oven. Pour over the chicken and grill in a hot oven. And the leftover gravy in a tray can. The leftover gravy in a tray can. The leftover gravy in the tray can be brushed over the chicken again. The leftover gravy in the tray can be brushed over the chicken again. So that was the recipes for recipe for the spicy tandoori chicken fillet. Spicy tandoori fillets. So jazakallah khairan to the listeners that sent in your the recipe. Say jazakallah khairan to Sister Nadia, Sister Mashuda, and Sister Sumaya for sending in these recipes. If you have any suggestions or any comments, criticisms, you can send it through on 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small nasheed break, and when we return, inshallah, we will continue with our program, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Welcome, ya Mustafa. Welcome.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihim. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين قالين محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كل
أهلا وسهلا مرحبا
مركز صحابة أونلاين راديو Empowering the Ummah.
Welcome, ya Mustafa. Welcome.
27 minutes to 1 Central African time, and we have come back to our program. And this is where we have our discussions. You know, we generally give out nasihats or we discuss other program or other topics. You know, a topic that's very prevalent also when it comes to choosing your friends. Choosing your friends is very important because the same friends that will be there with you today, and when things are not that great, see, your friends will only be there with you when there's all sunshine and there's no dark clouds, right? But the day, and we must always remember that this, whatever comes to us, whatever calamity, Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَصَابَتْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamity befalls you, it's because of your own wrongdoing, right? But at the same time, when you choose your friends, choose the right people who will be there to guide you in the right path. When it comes to things or when it comes to certain aspects, certain matters in your life, you need people who are going to be there to guide you correctly and not give you the wrong direction in life. When it comes to family matters, when it comes to making decisions about your work, about, you know, basic life things, right? When you need examples, or when you need some advice, your first friend should be your parents, because they never get old for nothing. Those gray that you see on their hair doesn't come from just, you know, sitting and doing nothing. As our Mufti AQ Sensei will say, you sit on your laurel and think of Hadi. No. It's because of the hikmah and the wisdom that they have gained over the years, because they've seen life, they've experienced life, they know, they don't want you to experience the same mistake and go through it over and over again. But Allah's hukum, Allah's qudrat, it is the will and the plan of Almighty Allah. You need to, some of us either don't have a parent, or some of us don't have both the parents. Now, when you don't have both the parents or one parent, you need to choose your friend who is going to keep you on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Not a person who's going to tell you, you know what? Don't worry about these people. I was here with you through thick and thin, isn't? So I'm going to, you can come to me whenever you need help. Because why? Things are all, the grass is green, as they say, the grass is greener on the other side. But when there's no sunshine on your side of the grass, what you going to do? Who are you going to turn to? That's why it's very, very important that we choose your friends who will constantly remind you of Salah, of Almighty Allah, the rules and the regulations of Islam. Because that same friend then the company you will be on the day of Qiyamah, you will be with the company of those whom you love, and those who you were in this world, you will be with them in Akhirat. If you were in the wrong company in this world, Almighty Allah will put you in that world, in the Akhirat, with such people that you were here in this world. Now imagine, Allah forbid, Allah protect us all. But imagine if you were living a life of sin and disobedience, and you say, you know what, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, Malikul Mulk, Zul Jalal wal Ikram. Allah's mercy, Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy overpowers His anger. Now you're sitting in the back of it, that doesn't give you the green card to do whatever you want on this earth and then to create mischief and mayhem. No. We have to follow the rules and laws and abide by the laws of the Sharia and the Quran and Sunnah. That's why our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left two things. He says, if you follow these two things, you won't go wrong in life. You follow the Quran, you follow the Sunnah. If you follow those two things, your life will be Sirat al-Mustaqim. This world is a paradise for a kafir and a prison for a disbeliever, for a believer. So we must always remember that we must work in this world to attain our akhirat. Whatever trials and tribulations come through, always remember it is a test from Almighty Allah. We need to understand this, that when you are going through anything in life, you have to have fixed conviction and tawakkal in Almighty Allah. You know, when you write an exam, you're studying. Then when you come by the table to write your exam, and you're sitting now you know they say you're crapping cop now, you think you're scratching your head. Now what am I going to do? Meanwhile, the invigilator, the examiner is standing there by you, watching everything. Just like that, Almighty Allah is testing you to see what you're going to do. Whether you're going to turn to Him, or you're going to turn to insan, you're going to turn to your friends. The same friend who told you that you're going to be with you. Huh? So this is the thing, my dear respected listeners. We have to choose our friends very carefully and very wisely. I don't know, I'm going to take a chance here. Yeah? Maulana Zaid, are you available? No, it doesn't seem as though Maulana is available, but nevertheless, that is our topic of our discussion, that you must always remember to choose your friends very carefully, very wisely, because friends play a very vital role in your life. Inshallah, we're going to be going for, this is where we come to the end of our show. And if I said anything that would have hurt anybody's feelings, please make me maaf. But this is just from how I see everything, how I see things on onset, it's just my opinion. And it doesn't represent the company or Markaz Sahaba. So from the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isop, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45, 12:50. Don't forget to send, to read durood, abundant durood and salawat on our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And don't forget to read Surah Kaf. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
فاصلوں کو تکلف ہے ہم سے اگر ہم بھی بے بس نہیں بے سہارا نہیں خود انہیں